USA Radio News.
I think President Trump is prepared to do what's necessary to address what is a real humanitarian and security crisis at our southern border.
Vice President Mike Pence on ABC's Good Morning America. Now at 9 o'clock Eastern Time on Tuesday, we can expect President Trump to address the nation regarding border security from the Oval Office. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Jordan, and he believes that the United States is expanding efforts to put pressure on Iran despite pulling some troops from Syria.
The president's decision to withdraw our folks from Syria in no way impacts our capacity to deliver on that. We are redoubling not only our diplomatic but our commercial efforts to put real pressure on Iran to achieve what it is we set out for them back in May.
And in Florida, Ron DeSantis was sworn in as the 46th governor of the state. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
More folks were added to the voter rolls in Florida as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
More than a million convicted felons in Florida can start registering to vote. The amendment the voters approved to restore many felons' voting rights takes effect today. People convicted of murder or sex offenses not eligible to vote, though. And before voting rights can be restored, felons have to complete their prison sentence as well as any probation.
The annual Consumer Electronics Show kicks off in Las Vegas on Tuesday. Smart devices could have a big showing this year, with companies like Google and Amazon expanding on ways that people can use Google Home and Alexa devices. Danielle Cassengill of the Consumer Technology Association tells NBC News some of the things you can expect.
From self-driving cars to artificial intelligence, 5G connectivity, digital health, everything that you could imagine.
The show runs in Las Vegas until January 11th. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
News came out that about 36 drug companies would be raising their list prices at the beginning of 2019. This goes against the Trump administration and really a bipartisan effort on both sides of the aisle to get prescription drug prices lower for all Americans. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar joins Fox News and says the drug prices are going up, but we have to remember.
The president's been really clear. Prices of drugs need to be coming down, not going up. Now, the price increases that just happened, these are lower than have happened in past years, and that's real savings to American people. It's fewer drugs, it's lower increases, but they're still not acceptable. And what's happening is these drug companies keep increasing their list price so that they can funnel more money to middlemen, these pharmacy benefit managers, as kickbacks to keep their drug in a preferred status on the drug formulary. We've got to tackle these incentives or we're going to keep seeing increasing list prices. Now, we're making progress there, but the president has been clear. This has to stop. Drug prices must start coming down, not going up, and we will work with Democrats. We will work with Republicans.
In regards to socialized medicine fixing our problems, Azar says,
socializing the means of production is really rarely a good answer to solving any problem in the marketplace. The generic industry in the United States is a gem of our system. It is highly competitive. It is low cost.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.